First, if you've ever been a pedestrian crossing the street, this may have happened to you. And you're not alone. A new study from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee finds that most Milwaukee drivers don't yield to pedestrians in city crosswalks. The study looked at 20 intersections in the city without traffic lights or stop signs. Drivers stopped for pedestrians just 16% of the time. Robert Schneider joins us now. He's an associate professor in the UW-Milwaukee Department of Urban Planning, one of the authors of that study. Bob, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks.
Well, this isn't just a Milwaukee problem, I'm guessing, but let's start with the study in Milwaukee. What did you do?
Sure. We investigated the crossings of pedestrians along these main roadways. These are locations with speed limits of 25 to 30 miles an hour, so not the most difficult locations for drivers to yield where there would be higher speed limits. They were also one lane in each direction. Some of the roads had bike lanes, some of them didn't, but one travel lane for cars in each direction. We observed pedestrians crossing as they normally would at 5 to 7 p.m. on weekdays, and observed drivers as they approached the crosswalk after a pedestrian had arrived. And if a driver had sufficient distance prior to the crosswalk, we observed whether or not they yielded to that pedestrian who was attempting to cross. And we found that only in about 1 in 5, 16%, yielded to pedestrians who had entered the crosswalk. Of course, that's citywide across the 20 intersections. We did see quite a range between the locations, from 60% at the highest driver-yielding site to 0% at four locations that had 10 or more crossings during the two-hour period.
And what was it in those sites that had more success, more drivers yielding? Were there common features on them?
Yeah, so when we looked broadly at 364 total yielding opportunities, and the ones that the 60 where drivers did yield out of those total yielding opportunities across our sites, the ones with more yielding had narrower streets, so shorter crossing distances, the slower speed limit, so 25 versus 30. There was generally less traffic on that main roadway. And then pedestrians were more clearly indicating their intent to cross the street, so leaning towards the other side of the street or standing more in the street to make people aware of their crossing intention.
Now let's zoom out here. This is a serious safety issue, right? There are quite a few fatalities each year from a car pedestrian accidents, right?
Yes. In Wisconsin, we average somewhere between 50 and 60 in a typical year. Last year, unfortunately, was over 60. But currently, there's a national trend in pedestrian fatalities that has been a 40% increase between 2009 and 2016, which has gotten us to about 6,000 people killed per year, which is the highest rate of pedestrian fatalities in three decades.
Do we have any idea why that rate, that fatality rate for pedestrians, has been going up?
Well, there are a couple of theories. One is that the amount of driving that's gone on nationwide has increased as we've recovered from the recession. So we're seeing that associated with economic activity. We also are seeing an aging of the population overall. But other theories that have been suggested have to do with driver distraction, pedestrian distraction, and just in general, people being out in roadway locations that may not be designed as safely for pedestrians.
Bob Schneider is with us from UW-Milwaukee Department of Urban Planning, talking about pedestrian safety. He did a study and colleagues in Milwaukee, finding that many drivers didn't yield to pedestrians when they were supposed to in intersections. And Bob, from what you were saying, I think a lot of people think, oh, this was a distracted pedestrian issue or a bad or discourteous driver issue. It sounds like you're saying this is in large part a design issue. Is that right?
I think there's something very systemic about the issue. There are elements of the roadway design, but also elements of the social norms related to both driving and pedestrians and their expectations to cross the roadway. Specifically, when we found the results that we did, there are certain roadway characteristics that are going to be conducive to crossing, whereas other ones will make it a lot more difficult for drivers to yield, such as having multi-lane roadways. On the social norms side, drivers may not simply be aware that there's a law for yielding the right-of-way to pedestrians in crosswalks. If you've only been introduced to that concept maybe once during driver's ed at age 15 and a half, and then spend, you know, multiple decades after that driving and witnessing how other people around you in the community drive, you may just not realize that that's something that is required by state law. On the other side, pedestrians may have over time learned, you know, we're just going to wave the cars by or wait for a really significant gap in traffic and not even set foot in a crosswalk when, you know, you could potentially do so when you had enough time before a car arrived. So there is a social construction of the interaction between drivers and pedestrians that we see on the roadways now.
We asked our listeners on the Ideas Network Facebook page about their experiences driving and walking in their communities. We heard from Amanda, who says she has stopped for pedestrians. So she's driving. She has stopped for pedestrians in well-marked crosswalks with flashing lights and then had cars lay on their horn behind her and whip around her as people are trying to cross in front of her. So there's the norm for drivers, even for a driver trying to stop. The expectation of the driver behind you may not match up with yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that gets to the norm that is there, and there is not a quick solution unless we all get on the same page immediately, and that just doesn't happen in society. So I think we need solutions that take several different tacks, including redesigning our roadways where possible. If there's extra travel lanes where it's easy for somebody to pass around the outside of somebody else who's yielding. This often occurs if there's four or more lanes on a roadway. Maybe some of those roadways don't need to have four lanes and they can just serve traffic sufficiently with two, which would reduce this situation called a multiple threat, which the person on Facebook described. Also, we can have signs like the ones that are put on the center line in crosswalks that say, state law yield to pedestrians. Those are a very effective treatment. And potentially extend the curbs out. So curb bulb outs can reduce crossing distances and reduce the temptation for drivers to swing around the outside of on a roadway. That certainly happens in Milwaukee. On the social side, we also need to think about education and enforcement. So how can we make sure that people are aware that they need to be driving with a consciousness of the need to yield the right-of-way if a pedestrian sets foot in the crosswalk? I guess I'd encourage all the listeners who are in their cars currently to think, you know, if I'm on a street that could potentially have a pedestrian stepping into the crosswalk in several blocks, am I ready to be able to yield to that person? If you take that mindset, you will notice that you change your behavior and you'll probably find yourself driving slower. So you as a driver, if you're trying to do the right thing, you're going to be driving slower going into the crosswalk, which means the people behind you hopefully are also going to be going slower because of your slower pace. This isn't something natural that we've been taught. We've often learned socially that we should travel 5 or 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. But it does change one by one. It changes through the leadership of professional drivers, including law enforcement, Lyft drivers, bus drivers. They can help set an example that ultimately can permeate through the social norms of drivers' behavior.
Robert Schneider is with us, Associate Professor of Urban Planning at UW-Milwaukee and an author behind a new study finding that most Milwaukee drivers don't yield to pedestrians. Similar stories elsewhere. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your experience walking and driving where you live? As a pedestrian, do drivers stop for you? As a driver, Do you stop for pedestrians? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about pedestrians, crosswalks, and drivers with Robert Schneider, the author behind a new UW-Milwaukee study. They found that drivers tend not to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's it like walking and driving where you live? Do people stop for you when you're crossing the street as a pedestrian? Do you stop for others? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Bob is with us now in Richland Center. Bob, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
Good. Well, I want to bring up multi-lane crossings for pedestrians, where a pedestrian starts crossing and a vehicle is stopped, but the second vehicle in the next lane over, maybe the left-hand lane, can't see why the first vehicle is stopped, that they've stopped for a pedestrian. And I'm wondering if your guest ran into situations like that and has suggestions on how to correct that, because the second vehicle may not even see the pedestrian crossing in front of the first one.
I see that all the time. Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's a situation that is particularly dangerous for pedestrians because the second vehicle in the lane over can be going at a fairly high rate of speed if they're not aware of the need to yield to the pedestrian. Our study didn't specifically look at those cases because we were just looking at one lane in each direction. However, there are some important guidelines to know about. One is that it is state law if there is a car stopped in an adjacent lane to yield to a pedestrian that you should not pass that car, so you should be stopping at the crosswalk as well. That's not well known. It's important to educate people about that. There are also some treatments that can be used from the engineering and roadway design side to address that issue. One is rapid flashing beacons. You see these, I know, in Milwaukee and Madison in certain locations that a pedestrian can push the button, and the crosswalk sign itself will have some flashers below it that will make drivers more aware that they're crossing at that particular location. Also, a new type of treatment has been developed and tested by Michigan DOT called the Gateway Treatment, where they take the in-road state law yield to pedestrian sign, and they don't just put it at the center of the roadway, they also put it at the curbs of the road so that somebody who might be passing on the right side, for example, will see another yield sign at that point and help be reminded that this could be a location where there's a pedestrian crossing. The last thing is, on some of these higher speed, higher volume roadways that have multiple lanes, there's something called a pedestrian hybrid beacon, which is kind of like its own pedestrian signal. And so if a pedestrian gets detected at that crosswalk, then drivers will be required to stop because the light will ultimately turn red, and it will be just like a regular red traffic light. However, these really are some of the most challenging locations for roadway engineers, as well as others working on safety, to address. That's a great point.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Richard is with us next in Blair. Richard, hi.
Hi, how you doing? I want to relate an instance. There's three things I want to bring up. One, instance in Independence where 5-6-year-old kids were taught well by their parents to get off their bikes and walk it across the intersection, which was marked. I saw this dump truck coming towards me. I had stopped, put my hands up, and waved it. He couldn't have missed it. Expletive deleted, guy kept going, didn't care. In Blair here, I go to cross Highway 95 continually. And the cars, I step into the crosswalk, see 1, 2, 3 paces in it, they just keep going, and they don't slow down.
Richard, your connection isn't great there, but Richard is seeing for kids and for grown-ups like himself, people not pulling over or not stopping.
Yeah, I mean, I've experienced it myself here in Milwaukee. I was trying to cross the street to get from the Pick and Save to a bus stop across the way. I was crossing with an elderly woman who was pushing a grocery cart at the same time, and we waited for probably a dozen cars to whiz by. We were at a crosswalk, very clearly marked, And I had to essentially put my hands out and start waving back and forth to get somebody to stop and eventually help that elderly woman across the street. You know, in doing that, it was just something that I did currently during that day, and I know the caller, you know, has gone through similar experiences to get people safely across the street. But stepping back a little bit from that, you ask, well, what does this say about our community? If we're somebody first visiting Wisconsin or for Milwaukee for the first time, and we're not letting kids cross the street or not letting an elderly woman cross the street with her groceries, what does that say about us as a community? I think we need to think really carefully about that. What image are we showing through our public spaces and how we interact? It definitely is a safety issue, and the Wisconsin DOT and Bureau of Traffic Safety have recognized pedestrian and bicycle safety as a priority area, and so they helped fund the study, and they're helping to ultimately do more education and encourage higher visibility enforcement on this issue. But really, it does speak to who we are as a community.
Thanks for that call, Richard. We're talking to Robert Schneider, professor at the UW-Milwaukee Department of Urban Planning, talking about pedestrian safety in the roadways. He co-wrote a study finding that a lot of Milwaukee drivers didn't stop at crosswalks for pedestrians when they were supposed to. Back to your calls. John is with us in Rice Lake. John, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I just came back from St. John's, Newfoundland, and I'd spent 5 days there. And the rate at which vehicles would stop for pedestrians had to be in the upper high 90%. And they would not only stop at the crosswalk for people, but if you were anywhere along the street and you looked like you wanted to stop, the vehicles would stop and let you cross. And by the second day I was there, I had a rental. I was doing the same thing. So I'm wondering why in St. John's, Newfoundland, why is it so prevalent that they stop for pedestrians? And I'm wondering if we could learn from them about what they do.
John, thanks. Any thoughts, Bob?
Yeah, it's such a fantastic question, and it's a great example because there was a study done back in the late 80s by one of the leading pedestrian safety researchers in this field, Ron Van Houten, and they looked at three communities in Newfoundland, and I believe St. John's was one of them, where they really put a significant effort into education and enforcement of crosswalk laws in the 80s and saw an increase in driver-yielding behavior and also, very importantly, documented an increase in pedestrian safety. I'll mention that same researcher, Ron Van Houten, also did a study in Gainesville, Florida, recently for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And it was to see how well a high-visibility enforcement effort could work. That involves doing having the police give out warnings and also work with the local media to spread the word that it's drivers' responsibility to be yielding to pedestrians and crosswalks. And so that combination itself, at their six control sites, originally there was a 35% driver yielding rate. They got that up to 70%.
Wow.
In just 1 year. However, they did a four-year follow-up after that, and this is just from 2016, without much additional enforcement over that four-year period, yielding had gone up even more to 77%. So if they had actually changed some of the social norms for driving in that community, and that was also associated with a decrease in the pedestrian crash rates.
John, thanks for sharing that experience. We'll go now to Carrie in La Crosse. Carrie, hi.
Hi. I wanted to say I grew up in Milwaukee, and I can definitely reflect back as to what the professor is saying and how it's so hard to cross the street in Milwaukee. You can wait for 10, 12 cars to go by before you can actually cross. And as a driver, I'm a very aggressive driver, and I'm one of those people growing up that I didn't wait for pedestrians. But now I go to university in La Crosse, and my friends and I were joking the other day that we don't even, you know, look at the street anymore. We just start crossing because in the middle of the road, you don't have to be at a crosswalk, just like his experience in Newfoundland was. You don't even be at a crosswalk. People will just stop if they see you next to the road looking to pass. And, like, sometimes they'll even wave the car by to allow them to go because I, you know, have a second. I don't need to cross quite yet. And they'll literally wait until I cross. They won't they won't go. And so it's a totally different feeling all the way across the state in La Crosse than what I grew up in Milwaukee feeling.
Carrie, thanks a lot. I want to jump in and bring Bob in on this. It sounds like from the last couple of callers and what you were just saying, Bob, is that culture matters and some small changes, some small efforts can change that culture.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And looking nationally at it, there's differences within the state and obviously within Milwaukee that between 60% yielding in one place and zero in another. But looking broadly across the nation, we see that some of the highest rates of driver yielding are actually out west, the San Francisco Bay Area, Seattle, northwestern portion of the country, whereas here in the Midwest and further east, generally the cultures are less supportive, or there's fewer drivers who are yielding to pedestrians in these cases. But that can potentially change, as I mentioned from the Gainesville example.
We'll leave it there for now. Bob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
We've been talking to Robert Schneider, associate professor at the UW-Milwaukee Department of Urban Planning, author behind a new study finding that drivers in Milwaukee intersections just yield to pedestrians just 16% of the time. You can still share your thoughts and experiences on a lively conversation on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Mike in Appleton there. Mike says he walks in Appleton every day, and 95% of drivers are courteous. Greg says so few motorists stop for pedestrians in the Madison area that it's confusing and unbelievable when one actually does stop. Again, share your local experiences over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.